Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 360 for Thursday, April 21st. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures Canada canola market ended on a stronger tone Thursday due to a bullish planting intentions report for canola. According to Statistics Canada, the acreage for the current planting season in Canada has been pegged at 19.3 million acres. That is below what most analysts had been anticipating, and it's also below last year's figure of 20.1 million acres of canola. Canola finished the day anywhere between $4 to $7 higher, with the May contract checking in at $495.50 a ton. That's up $5.60, while the July contract was at $499.70 a ton. That's up $6.50. Gains in Malaysian palm oil, Chicago soybeans, and European rapeseed futures were supportive. Dryness issues across Western Canada added to the upside. The Canadian dollar was lower relative to its U.S. counterpart, and that made canola more attractive to international customers. However, losses in Chicago soy oil and crude oil were bearish. Steady farmer selling limited the gains. Milling wheat, barley, and durum were untraded and unchanged. To the U.S. now, and corn was 9 to 10 cents lower. The July contract was at $3.90 a bushel. The market felt pressure by large global supplies of corn and generally favorable weather conditions across the U.S. corn belt. Most analysts still expect U.S. farmers to plant a massive amount of corn this year. China imported 575,000 tons of corn this past week alone. However, most of it came from Ukraine. Soybeans were up 5 to 10 cents, with the July contract checking in at $10.29 a bushel. Rain in Argentina is now threatening to drown part of the crop. Analysts say 5% of the 2015-16 crop could be lost, and that is equal to 59 million tons. There is an oversupply of soybeans in the world, though, so buyers should have other alternatives. The market is also feeling pressure by large commercial funds. Wheat was 8 to 9 cents weaker, with the July contract checking in at $5.03 a bushel. The market fell lower as yesterday's short covering ran out of steam and traders began selling positions. Weekly export sales are expected to be somewhere between 100 to 400,000 tons. Cheap supplies of wheat from Russia and Ukraine still continue to get most of the attention on the international market. So that's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 21st. In Winnipeg, for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.